23. The Last Testament of the Enemy. They are preparing to kill him.
Inevitably, says Basilio Foe.
He has been expecting it. There are only so many reprieves a man like him can expect to get.
Especially given what I've done.
He has found loopholes before, proved his usefulness to postpone the hour of execution, but there may not be any left to find. He waits, then, for the inevitable. He hears heavy footsteps approaching outside his chamber. The Captain General,
a particularly vicious piece of work in my unsolicited opinion,
has granted him quarters in the depths of the Sanctum Imperialis. The last days of Foe's long life have been spent close to the very heart of things, barely 8 kilometres from the throne room.
Barely 8 kilometres from him!
Foe wonders if he knows Foe is here. The custodians are a strange breed. At times they seem like automata, mere vulgar extensions of his arrogant will. But at others, they seem oddly independent and secretive, as though they are working to an agenda of their own.
Am I kept a secret even from him? Am I a highly confidential resource? A secret weapon project, like the device I made for them?
He doubts it. The Emperor,
and it is excruciating to use the inflated grandiose title, though ultimately preferable to the even more objectionable pronoun, as if he is the only him that anyone could ever possibly be referring to.
Is omniscient, isn't he? Possessed of a mindsight that perceives all. That's the myth he likes to sell, anyway. If there's any truth in it, surely he would be aware of Foe's proximity, and aware of what the Captain General's had him doing. But if he does, it's surprising that he hasn't simply descended from on high in a pillar of flame and reduced Foe to ashes. They never got on. Too many ideological differences. Too much...
what is the phrase?
Blood over the weir. The quarters provided for him are very spare. So spare they barely earn the name quarters. Foe has a cot, a chair, a basin, and he has been allowed a few books. There are no windows, and the door is kept locked. It's a cell, really, though of a better quality than that rancid hole in the Blackstone. Nearby, a short walk away under guard, is the small laboratorium where they let him work. No one has come to fetch him today.
Undoubtedly, because they consider my work to be finished. The device is, after all, essentially complete, as a prototype form at least. In hindsight, I should probably have ignored the Captain General's demands for quick results and spun the work out to keep myself indispensable.
His quarters, the laboratorium, that's all he gets to see. Foe was free, briefly, thanks to the Gene Witch, but now this is his entire world. 2 rooms. He is in the greatest palace in the galaxy, the greatest treasure store of learning, and he gets to see 2 small rooms of it. It is perhaps the greatest and cruelest punishment of all, to be so very close to so much knowledge.
He always did like his books,
and yet not be able to touch it or see it. Foe never expected to return to Terra. Never. He expected to die somewhere out in the stars, his name forgotten, his latest host body finally expiring of old age, or some systemic failure he lacked the technology to repair. When, once in a while, every couple of lifetimes during his long exile on Velik Tarn, he thought about Terra, Foe dreamed sad dreams of the world that he would have made from it, the future he would have shaped. Foe's Imperium would have been superior, a post-human extrapolation of the species devised along pure biomechanical lines, not this dystopian, hyper-militarized hierarchy. Foe would have eschewed any dependence on legacy genetics, psionics, and most especially the warp. He would not have called it an Imperium, and he most surely would not have declared himself Emperor. But he'd lost that fight. Lost it long ago, during the ferocious centuries of the Age of Strife. The Emperor had prevailed, and Foe had fled to the stars. And because, as the old adage says, history is written by the victors, the Emperor is now the savior of mankind, and Foe is a war criminal, a monster, the personification of all the wrongs that the Emperor has come to make right. Except, Foe wasn't wrong. The world is literally falling apart. Doom has come to Terra. Foe takes little satisfaction from that, but there is some vindication there. The Emperor's overweening scheme has brought about this calamity. His militarized hierarchy, his legacy genetics, his careless employment of psionics, his foolhardy dalliance with immaterial power. These things, the foundational principles of his Imperium, are precisely the elements that have brought about its fall. They have combined, with deliciously an elegant garnish of hubris, in a perfect hellstorm. This end, this death, is his doing. It is exactly the catastrophe Foe predicted and fought against. Vindication is a small consolation, something to cling to and smile about as he waits for the end. Foe won't die alongside the rest of mankind, even though that annihilation can be no more than hours away. He will already be dead, because they are coming to kill him. Does he have regrets? Some. That no one ever listened to him, that he didn't prevail in the age of strife and divert this benighted future, that he never got the chance to look him in the eye and say, "I told you so." Nothing worth stewing over. What's done is done. If Foe has any real regret at all, it's that he did, against all expectation, return to Terra. But once there, he never got a chance to examine the wealth of knowledge and advancement that had accumulated in his absence. That would have been the only reason ever to return. A few days left to his own devices in his libraries. The footsteps stop outside his door. Foe hears a voice and the activation of a key. The inner hatch opens with a sigh, sleeving into the wall. His executioner enters.